The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back again to Globally Local FM. Today, we have a treat for you as we're in Nassau in the Bahamas. And I'm here today with my lovely co-host, of course, Rudy. And, well, me. Yep, a lot of noises coming out of Rudy today.
How you doing? By the way, you have no idea how on point your improvised intro just was. The story I have to bring today is so on point for these noises.
Okay, so let's hear it then.
No, the news segment, not now. Now I can tell you, I have some news that I didn't say in the last episode.
Uh-huh.
Henry, honestly, a bucket list check mark, huge one, that I recently, checked, is I went to an AC/DC concert.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember you told me when you were, when your dad got the tickets, like a long time back, right?
Yeah.
That it was pretty improvised and random, wasn't it?
Yeah, my guy just texted me the time, the date, and basically the address, and was like, be there. No context. And I was like, what? And then that's the next awesome thing was a GIF of AC/DC in my WhatsApp, and I was like, no way!
All right. Sounds cool. How was it?
Honestly, so good. I mean, imagine this. The main band members, they're like, honestly, if not more, they're hitting 90, right? They're all...
Jesus, I thought they were like in their 60s, maybe.
No, okay, wait, no. They're definitely past 60s, wait, maybe 80. But, I mean, the band itself, the band itself exists for 50 years.
Jesus, what the fuck? That's so
Angus
long.
Young, the main guitarist, still does the duck walk for every single song, still runs around the stage, has a 20-minute solo on guitar. He fingered that guitar the way I didn't know that a guitar can be fingered.
All right, buddy.
Brian Johnson, he can't maybe keep up the notes as well as he could before, as in, like, he can't do the raspy voice for too long, as you know him in, like, Thunderstruck and that kind of thing. But he still carries the raspiness itself, even if he cuts some phrases short. And It was me, my sister, my dad, football stadium, like, basically full. The only thing is, if you didn't listen to the concert with those, like, earplugs in, the only thing you could hear is the guitar. Because I guess it's a football stadium, the acoustics are like trash. Only thing you could hear. If you put the plugs in, you can hear guitar and the singer too.
Right. Yeah, you know, you always underestimate the... Or at least I do. I always forget how important plugs are for shit like that until you're there. And then you cannot hear shit like you said. Or you're completely deaf by the next day, you know?
Yeah. But honestly, like, I can die happy now. Never thought that because I started listening to AC/DC when I was like 11 or 12. Thought I'd see them IRL, first of all. And at the point where I could have seen them, like I had, you know, was grown up, had my own money to do that, I was like, surely they're not even like concerting anymore. Which is on me, that I never checked. But I was like, they're surely like gonna like die soon or something, which they probably will, to be honest. But,
I mean, honestly, the only place I expected them to still play is Las Vegas, because that's like classic, you know, for bands to just like live their life there, basically, and just play for
whoever's there.
No, but wait,
they're mostly, actually, they're more closer to your crib than America, because they're Australians, most of them.
Oh, right, that's true, yeah. No, I forget that
How
I was literally...
How could you forget your blood and DNA, Akadeka?
No, like in the first week here, I was in AC/DC lane or whatever. That's like a street named after AC/DC, which has a ton of AC/DC graffitis, yeah.
Damn.
I think I wanted to send you a picture as well, but I just forgot.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Rudy, you want to hear a quick story of me, of what I've been doing?
You're in prison.
I was actually at a bar recently, and when I walked in, there was like horse cart racing, and I thought, hey, is that illegal? It turns out it's not, so it's actually quite legal. But it was
a horse just standing in a bar.
it was just like you know like horse racing, right? Like where they just have like a jockey and they run around.
Yeah.
But this was like the first thing I thought of was like the Roman Empire type of where they have like a cart behind the horse, except it looked really stupid and modern. Like it was just some guy planking on a cart, basically, behind the horse. Maybe the goofiest sport I've ever seen, possibly.
Well, so, I guess there's just some boys horsing around in Australia, huh?
Truly, truly. I mean, if that's your job, then there you go. I don't know. I guess you could fall asleep while doing the race. And I wouldn't be able to tell, at least. So.
Well. At least you saw some funny things that people do for money. We couldn't relate, could we?
No, I don't know what you're trying to say with this, though. Either way,
we actually couldn't relate because we don't earn money from our funny things, which is not maybe even
that's
that
right.
funny.
I don't earn money full stop. I only work charity, like 24/7. But that's just because I'm an awesome person.
Don't you own an oil rig somewhere in the Pacific?
Yeah, but that's charity to me. It's a charity for me. Okay?
I think it's time to go to news.
All right, Rudy, you wanna start us off with the news in Nassau?
Yes. And first, I would like to... Okay, I'll preface this before I go into it. The news segment, my first story is named as such. Get storm ready, which is a phrase, right? But why is this phrase so important? Local authorities are promising a rather active storm and hurricane season, and the message from Leon Lundy, the representative of the state risk management, went as such. And just remember this phrase, get storm ready.
Uh-huh.
This is a video that I watched, right, for this guy speaking. And I'm not going to do the accent, but my guy had some very thick accent in English. But the point is, my message to you today is don't wait. Get storm ready. Take the necessary steps to prepare and protect your home. Get storm ready. Your family and your business. Whatever you value, take steps to secure it. Don't wait. Get storm ready. Get your supplies. Don't wait. Get your canned goods. Don't wait. Get your shutters or plywood. Don't wait. Get your prescriptions. Don't wait. Get storm ready.
This sounds like the fucking ad segment, if you ask me. Like... Okay, buddy, you're alright with your catchphrases?
You have to imagine, dead-faced, looking straight into the camera, just going, get storm ready, four times in that, like, three sentences, and the last of it being like, get your supplies, don't wait, get your canned goods, don't wait, get your shutters or plywood, don't wait, get your prescriptions, don't wait, get storm ready.
Fuck, dude, I forgot my plywood. It's over.
No, you know what happened? Maybe you know how these telecom operators usually have running like subtitles for them to read right on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, maybe the storm already hit, electricity shut down or something. They had to do the flashcards for what to speak. And the guy was like the first part of the sentence. He gets all the right sentences and then the whole thing like falls down and he like tries to pick something up, picks one thing up. He's like, get your supplies. And the other hand was just like, don't wait, shutter's still in there. So he just keeps flashing them back and forth. Get your supplies, the other card, don't wait. Get your canned goods, the other card, don't wait.
I don't know. If I heard so, it's just like, okay, buddy, like... You can also just tell me like I'm an adult and I'm not listening to a commercial about, I don't know, plywood, I guess. Really weird way for
or
an
maybe
official
it's a
person
way
to
where it's
present
like
something.
Like everybody's like standing there watching him, listening to what he's saying, and one guy with a flash sign, don't wait, just jumping in the background. Just once in a while, you just see don't wait pop up from there.
You know, I wasn't really convinced. I wasn't convinced to get all my supplies, but by the eighth time he said don't wait, I was like, yeah, maybe I should take this seriously. Maybe he's right.
So people don't wait. Go to Nassau now to see the storms. Okay, next news.
Well, make sure to bring your plywood, I guess. Anyway, I'm here with quite a fabulous piece of news. Barbie Boardwalk opens in Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas.
What?
How's that, Rudy? Capitalizing on the popularity of the Barbie movie.
Is the ocean so bad that life is indeed plastic now?
Well, you probably wouldn't be wrong with that. Anyway, a spokesperson mentioned that with these two iconic brands coming together, I've never heard of Atlantis Resort, so can't speak to the iconicness of that, but it feels like a tooting your own horn moment is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, just suck your own dick for a bit.
That's right. It's a 1+1=3 moment, is what the guy said, so.
What's the third thing?
There you go. It's just the X factor, I guess, of the combination. So, people are coming in with their Barbie and Ken outfits. The theme in all of the rooms is Barbie. It's in the activities, and it's even in the food. So, talk about eating plastic, Rudy.
There I was about to say, they just actually give them, like, plastic goods. Chew on this, bitch.
Like, what the hell is Barbie food?
I mean, like, honestly, genuinely. Listen, if somebody comes up to me, he's like, hey, my name's Bobby. I would honestly give them a plastic apple, be like, here, have fun.
I mean, I don't know. Can you imagine anything with Barbie food, like genuine food? The only thing I can think of is just a pink cocktail.
Play-Doh clay. Because technically it's edible.
Oh, God. That sounds great. Anyway, the main attraction is the Barbie Boardwalk, as it's named after. And there were a lot of activities there, but nothing like radiated as much excitement and vigor as when the spokesperson talked about the ball pit, which seemed kind of weird, because who cares about a ball pit if you're older than 6 years old? Well, okay, 10 years
Listen,
old.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I always like myself some pits and ball.
Pits? You like the pits as well, Rudy?
I could not deliver the sentence. I saw your face. It said everything I needed to know about me continuing this joke. Right. No, but what I was going to say without the joke. I know, I feel like it's such a vibe to go to like bouncy castles as an adult if you have like the right group. It's such a vibe, honestly.
I don't know about bouncy, like I could see it for like a trampoline like thingy. I don't know what they're called.
No, but like big bouncy castles and also ball pits in there.
What's a big bouncy castle?
Have you never seen big bouncy castles?
I don't know.
It's a bouncy castle, but big. What do you not get? It's a it's a BBC, actually. Big bouncy castle.
Nice. I guess that's where it was all leading in the end, huh? No, I mean, I don't disagree with you. Like a good jungle gym. That's a pretty cool thing for an adult party, to be honest.
Yeah,
very underrated. But you gotta have the right group of people that'll actually like it and not like be a stuck up ass about it.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, people just fucking have fun. YOLO, eat that plastic apple. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't with you until you said eat plastic. Now I'm all the way there. Let's go. All right, Rudy. And before we go to your next piece of news, you want to guess how many balls were in the ball pit?
Oh wow, you have the number?
Yeah, because he specifically mentioned it for some reason. Like, who cares, buddy?
Oh, this is where the number comes in. 3.
There were at least 3, yeah. Yeah, they put in 2 balls and the third one appeared. And I was like, all right, well, if you say so.
This whole huge-ass bouncy castle where people are like, okay, you have to do this, like, speed run through the castle and then, like, jump into the ball pit. And as you jump out, you just notice underneath you. It's basically floor with 3 balls on it.
I mean, wasn't there like some type of con which had a ball pit where somebody got injured, like, literally like this?
But that's funny to me. Hella funny.
Well, they got a lot of spine damage, I think, so. On that lovely note, you want to move it to the ad break?
What was the number? How many balls?
80,000.
Oh, okay.
80,000 balls, Rudy.
That being said, I fucking love cock and balls. Okay. Right. But you actually, okay, we somehow, without knowing, segued it into this perfect thing that I'm about to tell you. Because we did this funny, goofy shit at the intro, and now you talked about entertainment. And here I bring you my next news headline. The sun never sets on the Disney Empire. Because Disney Cruise Line held the official opening ceremony for its Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point project, with the property expecting its first guests on June 7th. So, Disney's signature experience as president, Thomas Muslim, revealed another $1 million worth of support from Ulythera, I think is pronounced. Ulythera, something like that. It's a weird name, like Ulythera, I think is how it's supposed to be pronounced, but I don't even know what that stands for. He added that while Disney promised to develop only 16% of the 900 acres of property they own at Lighthouse Point, they developed less, in keeping with their promise to preserve as much of the natural landscape as possible. "I know we made promises, and let's talk about why we focused on conservation," said Muslim. "Just look around. The pink sand, the unique wildlife, the blue water. There's no other way to put it, folks. This place is stunning, and it needs to stay that way." Which is why I like this story, actually, because usually when you hear about Disney these days, it's rarely good news. And this basically being like, okay, we'll take less than 16% of this land, make it like, I guess, an investment of like private property, but they're gonna make it a resort, and at the same time, or maybe not a resort, but like an amusement type of thing, but heavily focus on nature. I don't know, it's kind of cool, no?
If there's two things that are a universal truth in this world, it's that companies never do anything bad.
True. Especially Disney.
Number two is you can always trust the company to keep their promise.
Oh, so I'm fully behind this.
I know companies don't have evil intent ever in any way, shape, or form. So I think...
So true, especially
they can say
Disney.
Whatever
like,
they want.
Look at that overgrown mouse. Like, how could it do anything like that?
Overgrown mouse?
What's his name? Mincy. No, if Mickey.
It hopped him up on steroids. That's the only reason he became so large.
But yeah, and freaking hell, Disney's everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect them to like hold actual land in the Bahamas, to be honest, but I guess since it's not that far from Florida, it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is, I guess, but Disney, we're fucking watching you.
That's right. Less than
16% of 900 acres? I'm gonna count it down to the square centimeter. I'll be there.
You're the oversight body, are you?
I am.
The one that's keeping.
They would never expect me because I'm so small. They would never see me in the bushes waiting, ready to prowl and pounce.
I did hear that you recently said that you got like $50 million in your bank account suddenly out of nowhere. So
don't say that out loud, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Actually, you know what? Let's talk about this outside. Fucking somebody cue the ad. Henry, fucking let's talk about it.
Holy shit, it's happening.
Disney World. A magical place that can always be associated with the smell of cotton candy, kids screaming in joy, and half-dead parents. Are you tired of your kids' endless enthusiasm and joyful screaming? Are you done with being dragged around to every single ride that is actually the same ride but with a different cartoon on it? Then we think we can offer you the perfect attraction.
Mickey Mouse Runhouse, in which we let those little rascals run for their lives in a forest where a deadly overgrown mouse has been starved for ages. Turn those smiles upside down and turn your nightmare into theirs. Mickey Mouse Runhouse, the perfect time to introduce trauma and give jobs to future therapists.
I think it's really good that we keep an eye out for the job market, you know? Very, very good from
Disney. It's very important. It's very important. And I feel like Disney's finally expanding their experience set.
Yeah. No more, like, weak bullshit. It's time for the real shit. It's time to bring these kids into the real world, is what Disney is saying.
That's the rest of those 900 acres are for.
Just, that's the fucking ground to be chased on.
Pink sand, blue beaches, open fields children. Where you can't hide from this monster.
On this lovely, lovely little nature cave, there's nowhere to hide.
All right.
Rudy, here you're going on break for a minute, and we're bringing in a guest for this next segment.
Okay, I'll make myself coffee.
So, I've invited an expert onto the show to talk about one of the topics that affect the Bahamas greatly, and that is tourism and over-tourism. And for that, I've brought in our lovely little guest. I don't know why I call him little. Sorry about that. Randolph the Third. How are you doing, Randolph?
I'm quite well, thank you for asking. How are you, Henry?
I'm great, thank you very much. So, Randolph, as the local expert of tourism in the Bahamas, you know that, of course, the Bahamas have been very popular as a tourist destination. Can you tell me what edge do you think the Bahamas have over other Caribbean nations?
Well, we have tried long and hard down here, and it's honestly, if we just keep it simple, it's hard to get the new generation, the so-called iPad kids, to do anything outside these days. So what we excel here in the Bahamas, especially at Nassau, is whenever somebody steps in the city with an iPad, we smash it into pieces, hence they have nothing better to do but experience a lovely city and nature.
Uh-huh. That makes a lot of sense to me. Do you want to comment on any of the hundreds of lawsuits that you currently have regarding, like, personal damage to property?
Well, I don't have any of these lawsuits. I'm a footman. As the head of the military and touristic affairs...
good combination, Randolph.
I am immune to these kind of accusations, these petty squabbles. I am only here for Nassau's benefit. I definitely don't receive any of this money in my pocket. I am a good old part of the cogwheel system.
I'm glad to hear that you're uncorruptible, Randolph. It's really great to have good people like you on board. So, overpopulation, to bring it to a different topic, has been a big topic worldwide ever since the COVID restrictions have ended. Can you tell me a little bit what happened for this to be the case?
Yeah, so that is, I think, not specifically my department, but I do, as a military head, I do have some solutions for it. As to what happened, well, I am a gentleman of stance, so I wouldn't say anything untowards, but I can imply, you know, the cars going into the garage and the butterflies in the stomach type of deal. But
all right, Randall. Watch out.
But the solution would be quite simple. Every third tourist not only gets their iPad smashed, but their head bashed in.
Okay. That's a good segment, because I was going to ask you what your solutions were. So there you go. We're going to execute one third of the tourists.
People these days need a bit more of that adrenaline. I see the games people play online. I am myself up there in the CSGO YOLO community. But knowing these type of violent activities they partake in the digital world, I think it's time to give them a taste of their own medicine.
I think that's a very good idea, Randolph. And what I really like about this plan as well is that not only do you solve over-tourism in the Bahamas, but as an extension of that, by one third of the people less coming home, you also solve over-tourism everywhere over time.
Indeed, I am quite the genius, I believe.
Yes, you are, and I'm really honored to have you on our show for that reason. Just as a final small question, I really wanted to ask you, what is your favorite fruit from the Bahamas that everyone should try at least once, Randolph?
From the Bahamas? I like those plastic apples they've been giving at the Atlantic Resort as of recent. It really puts a dent even in my dentures.
And that's what you want when eating, is tooth damage. So thank you, Randolph. Thank you for your wonderful time. And I think it's time to bring Rudy back.
Oh, that little whippersnapper. Hate the man.
All right, Randolph, that's quite enough out of you, I think. All right,
okay.
Rudy.
Okay.
That was the
was
coffee.
Was it fine? Was it good?
I think it was good.
Saw some old fart walk out the office.
Yeah, it's probably better that you didn't see him, because he didn't seem to take too kindly to you, but...
It's okay. Not everybody can experience my beauty and then still be able to tell about it in normal humankind words. It's unfathomable, it's unpredictable, and it is indescribable. Especially people
truly.
Of his age and his mental capabilities at that age.
Truly, truly.
Okay, I believe it's the weather news, though.
Yep.
And, you know, it's actually nice you had the interview, because I just went outside. Just, you know, looked at the sky and was like, I think I can tell what the weather will be for the next month. So,
yeah, good on you.
As for the weather, you might have already guessed that for the capital of a nation of a myriad of islands in the Pacific, the weather is somewhat the same in or out of the ocean. Humid, wet, and rambunctious. Whilst the overall temperature is a sizzling lower 30 degrees Celsius throughout the day and throughout the whole month, that does not mean a whole month of oogling shirtless men grazing in the seaside pastures. No, as mentioned already news segment,
what an image.
Please be aware of the hurricane warnings, and if need be, stock up on the needed supplies beforehand. Get storm ready. Don't wait. As night temperatures will drop as low as 24 degrees Celsius, so will the overall count of sunny days towards the end of July, as more rain clouds will pass over Nassau. That being said, for those interested, the air quality of the region is in the green throughout the whole month, so enjoy the tropically flavored scents all around you as much as you can. Do keep in mind that dust and pollen are in the high for this season, so people with allergies, be careful. And that's it for the weather.
All right, wonderful. Sounds great. That brings us then to keeping an eye out. So, everybody, let's get into the zone. Please close your eyes and picture this. You wander around the city among the colorful pastel Caribbean architecture. You grab a refreshing drink and, hey, maybe even a plastic apple to nibble on your way. To enjoy the hot climate. The whole day is consumed by relaxation and not having a care in the world. As the day draws to a close, you wander over to the beach to see the brilliant sunset, which you've heard is stunning here. But before you're able to reach the sand, you are stopped by a security guard, as the beach was purchased by a foreign billionaire, so your filthy peasant feet better not touch it. Instead, you go home and stare at the wall, satisfied and relaxed. If that sounds good to you, then the Bahamas could be your next destination.
Lovely, lovely VR experience as per usual, Henry. I would love to stare at a wall in Nassau.
Me too. If there's one place I would travel to stare at a wall, it would be Nassau, just because they have nice little pastel colors there. And I like that.
You know what? Good on you. Good on you. And talking about Nassau, I think we have some people to give shoutouts to.
Yep. My recommendation for a radio station in the Bahamas would be ZNBN 92.5 Bahamian or Nuttin. And I was lucky enough to tune in to the radio station to hear a very enthusiastic song, which was all about doing nothing. So they put the Nuttin in Bahamian or Nuttin. So there you go. Very good vibes.
That's an ad and a half already. Good on them. My recommendation would be 100 Jams FM with a Z, Jams. If you tune in on 100.3 FM to get some reggae and pop. And honestly, okay, for me, it took about like 10 seconds to know this is the one I want to recommend, because for all those 10 seconds, all I heard was some like funky pop music and two guys basically hyping each other up. One of them was there like, oh, oh, and the other one just goes like, yeah, 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 yeah. And for 10 seconds, just this, like, that the guy was like, hey, yeah, oh, and the other guy in the background just got like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they sing anything, or were they just hyping each other?
In those 10 seconds, nothing, no words.
All right, well, Rudy, how about a local business in Nassau? You got anything?
Ooh, I have something. I found this semi-recently while I was looking, obviously, for the episode. And, you know, I'm a sweet tooth. So hence, Mortimer Candies. Run by the Mortimer family since 1928, Mortimer's Candies produce Bahamians' favorite treats, including those known simply as green mints, the best you'll ever have. Coconut cake, Benny cake, and peanut brittle are often used as party favors, including in gift baskets and the edible goodie of choice for those wanting to bring a taste of Bahamas to conferences, meetings, and college dorms. The bright yellow building at the top of the hill on East Street is hard to miss. While you're there, get some popcorn, freshly roasted peanuts, and a snow cone. If you drop in on the weekend, be sure to try their conch fritters too. It honestly sounds so good.
Pretty fucking good, yeah. I would go there if I were in the Bahamas right now.
It
would
sounds
definitely
so
go.
Good, and I saw some pictures of it too. Oh man! Like, well, I love the Haribos I have right now besides me, but that sounds so good.
I mean, if you can get a local candy store that's actually like artisanal, that makes the stuff in store, it's hard to beat.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat.
True, true. It is hard to beat.
Well, my recommendation, when you're in Bahamas, you of course have to check out the beaches. And while you're at the beach, you might as well get some tasty food. Isn't that right, Rudy?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options around, such as, for example, the Tiki Bikini Hut at the West Esplanade Beach. Or even, and I thought this was really cool, a very niche Bahaman fast food chain known as Kentucky Fried Chicken at Saunders Beach. So, plenty of options around, people. Have a look.
Okay. Love myself some good KFC in Nassau. Very local, actually.
Yes,
though I
sir.
Must say, as much as this is a joke, I am that tourist that is mildly curious in a different country to always try at least McDonald's once to see what they have like local for that country. Because McDonald's always like does something like that, right?
I think that's completely fair. I think that's a very normal thing to do, and I'm very much with you on that. Like, I do the same.
Okay. I am validated.
Well,
thank you for that.
That brings us to the end of today's episode.
Indeed, and talking about validation for me, just remember that this podcast was validated by Tom of Huzzah.
Nice.
And yes, if you'd like to give us some feedback or just your thoughts or anything, really, I think for those who are listening to us on Spotify, you can give your feedback straight into the app under the episode you're listening to. If you want to give me something more private, then you can go and find me on my Instagram, 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. Or send a cheeky letter baked into a cake to prison in Australia, where Henry's right now. And in any shape or form, go on.
If you want to talk to me, then please add me on LinkedIn and offer me a 7-figure job, and I'll be sure to respond to your message.
That's true. That's true.
That leaves us for our next destination, Rudy. Determined by the wheel.
The wheel?
And that is in Salalah, Oman.
Ooh la la, so. Salalah, we're going to Oman.
All right. And on that note, see y'all next time.
Bye-bye.